That was pretty good.
Dab-a-dab-dab.
Let's try that one more time.
Come on, Bob.
Wait, one more time.
Come on, Bob.
You ready, Cha? You ready to talk to Ion?
Ooh, that'd be fun. She's working on the gizgasm. Working on a little
right
gizgasm.
Now? Right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready, Cha?
An orgasm without even pleasuring oneself usually happens with great excitement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoop. I just had me a little gizgasm from winning that video game. Better quit masturbating to them like all those other facts and Gary.
Is that on the book cover?
That's on the Goober Snatcher.
Of who?
Cha.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll go.
Have you been, haven't been to bed, have you, Bob?
No, no. I've been
good
up all night
you.
Playing. I finished.
Stop.
I finished the Versailles series.
Oh, that's good. That's good. She died, you know.
Yep, yep. Okay, here we go. We'll mute Cha and we'll try this person. 303 of Denver.
Goes bloop. When it goes bloop, that means that you're off mute. And it goes bloop, that means you're on mute. But then it don't matter because you're on mute. Because you're on mute, you can say what you want to. So everybody should talk. And if you're unmuted, then you'll come through. And then Bob will look at the little sound blaster and see which one's got a little voice or over. And Bill will be awakened a little bit. And it'll be great. It's going to be fun. Don't hit the button yet. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Bill's got a gooey goober snatcher.
Are you ready, Michael? To talk to Ion?
Ding dong. Come in. Hello.
I wasn't
come
quite
on.
Ready.
Tick down. Quadrophenia.
Hello, Ion.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Ion, the RNA drops currently have a really delicious taste to them. And I was wondering
Tell us the difference.
Well, I'm wondering about that because the flavors that I'm getting are fire-cooked sweet corn and sugar cane that's been burnt, you know, when they burn the sugar cane fields, and if you eat that sugar cane...
When you're making... It's almost like a sorghum or a blackstrap molasses type level of carbon.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's that sensation at the base. I was wondering about the sensation at the base of the tongue when we keep the RNA drops in the mouth. It sort of goes to that place. What's going on there, Ion?
It's connecting. That's where the adrenals go, where the spit comes out of into your vessel. So the spit is excited. So, of course, it would be a felt place there.
It kind of feels
very
like one
to
wants
the pineal, close to the pineal gland.
It feels like one wants to suck the flavor out of the RNA drops at that part of the tongue.
Stop, you're making Cha excited. Stop it. There you go. This is a family show.
Anyway, because that, I was just wondering,
talking
because that,
shit.
those two foods, fire-cooked sweet corn and burnt sugar cane, have such memories for me or deliciousness for
you're
me.
You're missing it. You're missing it. It's more like roasted marshmallow.
Also,
yeah. The not when you set them on fire and burn them, but right up to that point where it's like a roasted, kind of sharp, kind of acrid, kind of sweet. Yeah, like that. Yeah,
and then a few self-indulgent questions. You said to me to strengthen my thighs, and during that exercising, I realized my knees are 100% repaired.
There you go, because remember you couldn't do that before. Remember the old troubles that you would cry all the time when you were trying to look at the aquarium and figure out how to get out of your world, and then you decided you better stay in your world, and it's been better ever since. Then the money worked out, and it got okay, and then a pint's still a pound the whole world around, but you didn't worry about it anymore. Remember that?
Now, this is interval stuff you're doing that I'm going to talk to you about. But
Oh, sorry. That was your free part. That didn't cost you nothing.
All the weakness in my left arm is now gone. And my cramps are in my feet are 90% gone. So that's amazing. So thank you, Ian. And that exercise you gave me with the pole, which I call my chromosome 14 exercise, that was almost euphoric when I did it the first time, that stretching.
Well, because that stretch, it sort of opens you back up because you were kind of closed to it all.
Yeah.
So it's good. We were just trying to get you back along the land of the living. It's okay. And you're living, so you might as well.
Yes. And enjoy it. When I listened back to the last engagement I had with you, I noticed three instances in which you went on one of your rants in a funny way, an enjoyable way.
That's because Aikido has to work, too. You have a street sweeper, you got to put a little trash on the street because Aikido has to do his worky work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that
his body is better, too.
Yes. My body's fantastic, Ian. Thank you. So I noticed that I didn't hear those when I'd had the engagement with you, or I didn't register them. When I went back and listened to the engagement, the question and answer was like notes and music, but that was like something happening from the interval. Is that a way of looking at it? Because that was when
it's
I
like
really...
Stop. It's like the coda. It's like the coda. You have the song, you have a space, then you have go back, and then you have the coda when you finish it, which you change notes at the last interval. So we laid it out. Yeah. That's what you would call the coda.
But that's the stuff I'm really receiving. I just want to say to you, I really like that stuff.
Yeah, that's post-pluperfect.
Okay, and then just one more question. I've been watching Narcos, and I was wondering about Pablo Escobar in relation to authority and power. How does Ian perceive that experience in relation to authority and power?
Let go and be God. And when you're God, you can do what you do. Because you're going to do what you do anyway, but you might as well be God. So they don't have regard. So it's like, bang it, you know?
Do you think that Pablo Escobar took his power? Did he take his power, or did he get caught up in authority, is what I'm wanting to get
at. What's the difference? Well, see, sometimes what's the difference? Some would say words like fake it till you make it, but then when you make it, did you fake it to make it? Doesn't make a difference. You made it. If you made it, who gives a shit? And everybody that says no, you can shoot him in the fucking head. As long as you can be able to shoot him in the fucking head, you get to write the history any damn way you want to, don't you? Oh, yeah. That's like the Habsburgs, isn't it?
Yeah. So did Pablo Escobar arrive in the Gulf?
Not yet. Camden, New Jersey.
I mean, to get that big and that immense, did Pablo Escobar have...
Park Street.
Did I get him in trouble?
Go over there. Go up there. This is easy. Go up to Park Street. 211 Park Street. Open the door. Say hello, Papa. He'll shoot you in the fucking head. So tear it up. He don't care.
So
you
want to
get
shot
in the head? God just killed me now? Okay, knock it up. It ain't no trouble. It don't scare one of us.
Did he have parallel world experience? Did he awareness?
Yes. That's obvious. Okay. Yes, you can't be as elusive as he is and was without knowing the resonant interval. Yes.
Yeah.
Poor Pope.
All right, Ian. That's all from me. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, now it's our turn. Let's talk about your sleep.
So what's going on in the sleep?
Michael, just a second.
Question.
Before we forget, the post-pluperfect, what was that about? What was the story in that question where Ian said post-pluperfect?
Receiving what he had, that he got what he knew, that he knew what was, that he didn't know he wanted until he got it till it was.
That was the funny rant, Ian.
RNA drops, the RNA drops delicious taste, getting it, why is it that thing? That's the way
no,
I
then
And the taste hitting on the point where the sputum enters the mouth. Close
That's
to the pineal gland, that reflection. That was the first topic.
The third topic. is the third topic.
Which is the interval,
you,
the coda.
You're talking about a rant that Ion did? You liked, you reheard the rant.
Oh, we were talking about the interval between questions and answers that I discovered Ion's rant, that when I went and listened to, I found that's really where I was receiving real assistance, and I didn't even notice them when I was doing the engagement. So that, for me, was something coming from the interval that I was just asking about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Go to bed, you go to sleep, and you sleep. Okay. You get up in the morning, and things are different and done. You're doing things while you're sleeping.
Is that why I've not felt rested this week?
Right.
When
I
get out of
bed. Because you're not resting.
Yes.
And that's okay. You're busy, so no worries. In 15 minutes, enough a day is enough. So you're getting way more than that.
Well, thanks for confirming that. Thank you.
You have one more moon. You have one more moon of this. So just pace yourself. Eat, damn it. Eat. Eat.
I'm about to do that right now, Ion. I've got a big meal.
Well, you don't. Yeah, you say all that. You talk a big game, but you're not eating.
I got you, Ion.
Yes.
Oh, I hear you. Yes.
So get on that toilet. Get on that toilet so you can eat again.
Okay. I got you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
We adore appreciation. I don't know who's going to kick the chair. Carolyn's not up yet.
Thanks, Michael.
Oh, there he is.
You're
welcome. It's Bob. Yay.
Thank
welcome,
you, Bob.
Bob. Welcome, Bob. Good morning, Bob. You feeling good today?
Yeah, but you got to calm down. You're bowling over the people. Like,
oh, we're sorry. We're sorry.
That'll get me here.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Here we go again.
Do we have another JW? What is this, JW3?
We didn't say.
Yeah. Well, can we have another one? Calmer one? No?
You could have an early caller one. You might like that.
Early caller.
Kyler.
Oh, early.
The Squidbilly. Don't want Squidbilly.
I think this is Nan. Go ahead, Nan.
Am I here? Oh, now, mute's off, right?
Mostly. Mostly off. It's half muted, but it's still okay mute. As far as mute goes, it's not quite there. So go with it. Even though you're half muted, do it. Just go ahead. It's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do puti grow larger or develop into adults?
No, they don't. They're a class of Nephilim that don't mature.
Oh.
Like waterheads.
Oh, I don't know waterhead.
Hydrocephalics. Hydrocephalics.
What's that? What's the hydrocephalics?
A waterhead.
A waterhead. Is that a lake?
Usually young infants with water on the brain.
Oh, speaking of waterhead. Water on the brain.
Yeah.
What's that? How's that the answer to Nan's question?
They also don't develop like pooty little bitty baby angels, like little baby angels, the Nephilim.
Hmm. You were asking about baby angels, Nan?
Yeah.
Pooties.
Yeah,
they
right.
are presented as babies. They're not babies, but they're presented as babies.
How do you know about them, Nan?
I took an art class long time ago, they're in paintings, they're in wall reliefs.
Tell us about perspective, then. That's the topic for today. You went to class, you went to school, you're bragging about it, so tell us about perspective.
I didn't brag.
No, but you should. It's very good. Talk about perspective, because that's what this show is about today, is perspective.
Oh. That's probably not art perspective. It's
We got a good one, Bob. It's a good one, Bob. Talk about perspective.
Well, everybody has a different perspective of the same subject based on their own.
Oh. See, it's an art technique for creating an illusion of three dimensions, depth and space on a two-dimensional flat surface. That's what you do a lot of times in your world. See, what's interesting about perspective, it's what in a painting that makes to seem to have the form, distance, to make it look, quote, real. It's what real applies to. Now, you can also do it from an empirical graphical position, okay, then to see through. That's to see through or beyond as well. Made very famous in the Renaissance. That's what Bob liked about it. That's the mathematical side. That's why Bob gets off on.
And the Fibonacci that you were talking about last night.
Yeah, and Bucciolani, some Bucciolani, the silver folks. See, here again with the linear perspective or in the Renaissance, what happens is that you have a horizontal line that defines the farthest distance of the background, and it has a central vanishing point. Now, if you have no time, you can take that very same mathematical system and you can project three-dimensional sides into this world that is, doesn't include the other side or the reference from the other side of a portal, which would be a flat two-dimensional surface or a portal opening. That's the that's key to knowing the difference between this world and that world, or dragging things from this world to another perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. We're so glad you went to class that day. It's so exciting.
That was a long time ago.
Look, Bob, she made it funny. We're talking about perspective, talking about combining space, and then she took him a long time ago, bringing up into the perspective of now. See, it's like the looking side, to look through, perceive, her perceivance. It corrupts the outside line that says she doesn't know, but yet she can name the artist, she can name the details, she can tell you everything there is about it. It's kind of thing. It's like a perspective that something is a bad place or an outside place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably more than I could comprehend right now.
It's how you prescribe. Hold on, we're not through. With how you prescribe what you think you know against what you know against what reality is going to be. So, no, I know what I know. You're not going to tell me nothing. Blah, 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 blah. But then all of a sudden it's very different. It's not that way.
Many times. We assume.
Right.
Should I ask you another question now or continue with?
No, it's okay. At the end of the day, you're going to discern between linear two-point perspective, one-point perspective, and two-point perspective in a linear form. That's what you do to yourself. Bob, that's important for your little fidget, too, perspective.
Is there a reason one would be exposed to the dwarf star? Because before... you mentioned if one has been exposed to the dwarf star, they see white, and if not, they see blue. Are we, as a group of humans, going to be seeing a dwarf star or be exposed to one soon? Or is it recommended?
That's perspective. That's what we're talking about. That's the application of that type of perspective. Good for you.
Ion, you're describing perspective as if it were the user is the content. There's
sometimes
there's
much
it
more
is. To it.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. but sometimes it is. And that's why we have the different types of perspective, because that's the one you're prescribing. Do you see? Is it inside out or outside in? Can't really tell. It's like the Escher. Remember the Escher? It is. All the Eschers are calculated, but you don't know which staircase you're on. But each Escher is prescribed. It is. But which one are you on? Your perspective to the Escher. So she's asking that in construct to the dwarf star of application and in exposure. Are she exposed to it? Well, of course. Can she step in the interval outside of that perspective line and miss it altogether? Sure.
Well, perspective needs a whole other set of definitions if we're talking about all kinds of other worlds and layers and portals and whatnot. What's a new definition of perspective in relationship to that information? Is there a new definition of perspective in relationship to the many worlds that we visit?
It can be.
Okay. Back over to you.
Well, maybe I should try something else also. Ian mentioned Soupy Sales a few times in prior. Is there a particular reason why Soupy Sales came up?
Yes, there is a particular reason.
Will you expound on that?
Friends of Kitty Carlisle.
Regarding the blood, you mentioned that one's Mesak skin is necessary, but not the heart. Is there or will there be another circulation system for the blood separate from the heart? Because now it goes through the heart. No. Really? Doesn't the blood go through the heart?
The heart goes through arteries.
I thought it was pumped from one chamber to the other. And then throughout the body?
Sometimes.
So like the Aztecs, or a long time ago, I believe you mentioned that they tore out the heart and they showed people, yes, they're still living. Was that correct? Am I correct in saying that is true?
Birds do it.
What type of birds?
One's a star, Soupy Sales.
Oh.
How about, here's a goodie, Palmer's Pickup. That's a good one, too.
I don't know Palmer's Pickup.
How about It's a Knockout?
No.
How about The Black Scorpion Returns?
No.
Oh, here's one. You'll get this one. The Barbara McNair Show. That's a good one.
I remember the name, but I don't know the show.
Oh, goody. Yay. How about Saturday Supercade?
No. And all those, what are they from?
Here's a good one. Angels with Angels. That's a good one.
Is that a series?
No, it's a show. It stars Rodney Dangerfield and George Burns and Scott Edmund Lane. Haven't seen him in a day or two.
Ion, if you're saying if you're implying that the heart doesn't pump the blood, then are you saying that the heart is like a storage place for the blood, even though it's like a momentary storage?
No. Hold on 1 second, darling. We talked to the Carolyn. You get a different answer when you talk to the Carolyn more times than not. Carolyn, it's kind of like a bilge pump, how a bilge pump pulls into and goes out of. If you have an infarction in the heart chambers, until one fills, it can't move to the next. So it actually pushes the blood. So it's more of a holding capacity to allow the blood to recapture from the veins to the arteries.
Right.
It's what keeps the pump. It doesn't really pump. What it does is it compartmentalizes or filters the chambers to keep enough in the system so it's primed. For example,
primed,
if you take a water hose, and it'll drain out naturally. It's not pumped out. As long as the end of the hose is outside or lower, than the top of the pump. That's why the heart's not in your feet. So it's actually more like that. Now, yes, the pericardium is involved, and yes, that all that's a big deal and blah, blah, blah. And yes, it's the only organ outside the body that's contained inside the body. Well, I guess maybe the inner lining of the colon is, but that's still inside you, so that's good enough. Anyhow, past all that, the gallbladder, yeah, there's probably a gallbladder in there too, but it's the main thing that's held completely. It's the only thing that can live outside of you. That's a good way to say it. So if you look at it that way, it changes the way you see what it's supposed to do. Because the only time you have that shock or sinus dispelling, you can even go all the way to AFib from a function process. But that's not really what she's asking, and that's why we didn't quite answer it that way. But it's more of a way to allow the balance of the systolic and the diastolic pressure to equalize.
Now, has this been the function and action of the heart all along, or has it changed since?
We would like to say yes, but no, it has not. It is evolving. If you notice before, you went a whole lot of things forever and ever with no what you call heart disease. Okay?
Mm.
But you've always had broken heart.
Yeah.
You always have broken heart. See, that's the hypocrite biology, which we like that, too. It's done pretty good. It'll answer shit for little guys, so it's all good. But then the flip side or downside of that is it comes back to, oh, yeah, it goes like this. Then you can see that it kind of softens it just a little bit. Then now you have heart disease. So now you have a disease of the heart. So now those pumps fail. But there was no pumps. The Vanderbilts had no, Cornelia specifically, had no confidence in pumps. They always failed. So what you have to do is you pull it down and let it flow naturally, just like the heart does. And if you have that, then guess what? You never have heart trouble.
Right. So in the instance here that the heart is evolving along with us ascending, then...
A matter of the heart.
Perhaps the atrial fibrillation business that some people experience is them not adjusting to their ascension. Would that be correct?
Well, yeah, it's like the pressure of a pump. If you put too much pressure on it, you'll blow a gasket. See?
Yeah.
Saying that's kind of what the bypass business is about, is that there's too much pressure on the pipes or you have too much, it's too thick, so it blows the line.
So
Jump in the line, jump, Sonora.
So again, the best remedy for people who have AFib is not just
ascend.
They should ascend and use all the complement formulas in total body reset.
Yeah, but see, if they're doing that, they're not going to have all that, darling. That's the thing. See, that's the thing. What you're saying is that if you have that, do this. And we say, forget about that. Okay, that's fine. But if you know enough to ascend, then you're going to do that, and then you won't have that. You won't have to doctor the condition because there won't be a condition. Eddie Murphy said it's best. He said, don't start nothing, and it won't mean nothing. That's what's happening. They cause these problems, and they'll come drag the damn self to you to straighten it all out. And you're so kind and loving and compassionate. Oh, wait, we didn't mean to say that. She's hard as a rock. Yeah, she's hard as molasses. She's hard as trigonometry. That Carol is hard as trigonometry. So, no, we didn't mean to let you out like that. But, yeah, there you go. But anyhow, the good part of that then is it solves it from the beginning. Then there ain't no problem, so you don't have a problem. Notice the people that are really into this stuff that are doing it here, they ain't crying about too much. Oh, they do a little bit, but that's just to get attention. But they ain't dying or nothing. That's sort of what we're trying to say.
I know.
We're soft. We're just being soft, really.
Yeah, and I'm just giving people a chance, giving them a chance.
Oh, nice. That's nice. You're going to give them one last sign. You're going to tell them one last time. Good for you. That's in that song, too.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Continue.
Okay, darling, come on.
Okay, I heard that vegans won't make it.
Nope.
Right, and I'm not a vegan. I'm not really a vegetarian, but I'm having more problems of thinking about what people do to animals.
What do you mean, what people do to animals?
Well, I mean, mistreating them.
Define mistreating them.
Grinding them up.
No. Think about what humans do to people, giving them 12 drugs a day and blah, blah, blah. Let's start there.
Right. Well, I don't have that much sympathy, I think, for a lot of people more than...
Well, that's a cop-out position that, I'll take care of the poor little animals that don't have any...
Animals
are non-physical.
They don't feel pain. They just yell and whelp drama queens, but they don't feel pain, according to Mr. Ion.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, we don't promote anything negative about animals.
No.
But it distracts you from your ascension if you get wishy-washy about subtexts.
Subtext of
let's explain it like this: when you have a coronation and you're sitting at the throne and the altar is laid out, and if you don't think a pig is going by cares to give its life so you can have some damn roast pork, hell yeah, the pig must fucking die. We're gonna kill the pig. Yep. We're going to wrap it in papaya leaves. We're going to torture the papaya leaves, too, to tenderize that pig when we put it in the ground. Torture. We're going to torture them leaves. We're going to torture them. Well, if you're going to do that, what about the environment? All those trees and all that forest, it's burning. The world, what about the world? We're scorching the earth. We're burning it. We're putting the radiation all in it. We're destroying this world. The earth cries out for relief. How ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah, and I know it's ridiculous, okay, then another question. When you have a burnt offering, what do you do with the ashes?
You dropped out of the segue on that just like that.
I'm getting out of there. I mean,
Good girl.
Eat meat.
What do you think about it? Now, wait, I know, good. Eat everything. Eat what you eat.
Yeah.
Eat everything. Yeah.
Look, you're being concerned about animals and... maybe vegetarianism.
Well,
look, you can't even put a sentence together. You can't even talk.
Yeah. No,
granted,
I was just
in a new
trying to get out of that one.
Don't. Stay on the topic and find out why animals are non-physical. What's it mean to be non-physical? Why don't they feel pain? Learn something.
Okay.
You got to ask
well,
Ryan
I thought
all
maybe
kinds of stuff.
Let's say a dog. I'm just picking one. If a dog's body, physical body,
that's not
has...
That's not a good choice. Pick something else.
Oh.
Pick out of dog. Everybody knows about dog. Yeah. Cat. That's better. Cat.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No
if a cat's body has all the nerve endings and blood or whatever, you know,
A cat's body has 9 lives, so that's a pretty... He's got 9 chances at it.
Okay, but it has nerve endings, and if you let's say if one would cut the nails and it starts bleeding, they cut too far. I don't know. I don't own a cat.
No one does, darling. No one owns a cat.
Right.
No one owns a cat. No one owns a cat. No one. That's right. And you'll never catch a cat to cut its nails too far, honey. He'll claw your fucking eyes out. That's what that cat will do. Yeah, you'll never give a bad pedicure to a damn cat, just so you know. So anyhow, long story short, it makes no never mind. The conditional response is conditional. Remember the Aesop's tale about the mouse and the lion or the elephant or the something, and then they pulled the thorn out of the paw of the whatever it was, and then they became friends, and then dogs and cats started laying together, and then they had little side miscegenated offspring, and then that stretched up the DNA cycle, and then now they're doing swage things, and then they get spinal bifida out of it.
Well, that might be a Carolyn item. I don't know about that.
She ain't touching that. She ain't touching that for nothing. You can believe that one will lay fallow right where it is. When you stop trying to
touch it,
Aesop, it'll rat in a rat. All in the same conversation. Oh, no, they ain't enough media ecology to save that one, honey.
Okay, here's where I want to get to and where I'm getting to is when I fall down and do something to myself, I want to be able to kind of in a little sense, jump totally into my non-physical so I don't feel the pain and then tell myself to grow that limb back, you know, get rid of whatever because it's not in my world. And I think animals do that already when you see a pigeon being, you know, run over
eviscerated,
in New York
eviscerated,
street.
Eviscerated.
Or eviscerated. It's already left its physical and is not the non-physical continues. That's the way
right.
I
now,
know
and she,
it.
And she's exactly right. But now here's the next step that we would always add the caveat to. See, you know, if she says she loves no love metaphors, no hate metaphor. Well, something to do with metaphors she's not fond of one way or the other. We don't remember which one was which. But anyhow, pain is not a bad thing. Pain is what tells you to get your ass out of the damn fireplace. So pain's not so bad.
Okay.
A little bit of it. But what Carolyn wants to be able to do is control it. Okay, yes, that's got me electrocuted. I should pull myself out, take the tweezers out of the electrical socket. Okay, that's a good idea. It tells you that. Oh, crap, I've burnt my hand off. My hand is on fire. It's burning. Yes, it might be a good time to put it in the water. So that part is good. But just to lay around and have something to cry about all day long, good, move past that. That's what she's saying she wants the capacity to do. Well, and by the way, does. And by the rest of the story, does, empirically, almost better than she should. She actually has such a high threshold for pain, it's not quite good because she can overcome it no matter what.
Mm.
And sometimes overtly too much so. But you can't tell her nothing now. She's on that business, so you just got to get over that part. So it is what it is. It do what it do. So we watch after her pretty closely.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you don't have to worry about it at all, because Bob, if he thinks about a hangnail, and he's ready to go to the fucking ICU.
Okay, should
Carolyn can go get a root canal. Carolyn, go get a root canal. Don't even use anesthesia. It's unbelievable.
Ooh. Yeah,
she
Bob.
Can move past it.
Bob hates pain so much, he doesn't allow it to exist. I'm experimenting.
And anything
with
that
pain.
Might include, it might include pain. He won't have nothing to do with it. Carolyn, is there any possible way this could have any tension on my meat sack body? Yes, Bob, you may feel a little pressure. Oh, hell no, hell no, oh, hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. He too, he ain't going, he ain't having it, he's done. Knock him out.
And whereas I'm experimenting with pain, so I give myself lots of it just to overcome it. So that's what the ion is saying is kind of stupid. You know, I had my ear surgery under a local anesthetic so that I could hear and feel
grinding the fucking bone in her head, and she's like, oh, no, I think you can take it. I think they're like, you're nuts. The shit, you can't do. You can smell the flesh burning off her body. She's like, okay, I'll be real still.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. But here's the other side of it, though. Now, here's the other side of it. The fucked up biology side of it is that she also doesn't have to overcome all that anesthesia either, see? And
right.
Propofol is great, but you got to overcome it then. So she doesn't want to have to overcome it. So that becomes quite refreshing at the end of days. So good. Good for her. Good to be to Carolyn.
You mentioned bourbon a lot.
Duke or keg aged?
Keg aged?
Keg aged bourbon, like you sipping whiskey. Or the
yes.
Duke of Bourbon.
Well, you mentioned the keg.
Okay,
sometimes
whiskey.
In relation to the other, right. And then you mentioned that with ginger ale. Vernon's?
Yes. Yeah, Vernors, uh-huh. Ginger
Vernors,
ale.
Okay.
Yes.
Vernors
is good ginger ale.
Is something in bourbon beneficial to us? To our meat sacks, or are you
well,
just playing around with it?
It's enjoyable. There's nothing wrong with anything. See, you're having meatophobia, the meat attacks, and we don't have nothing wrong with that. We'd say soak your fucking meat in bourbon. No, that ain't what you do. If you're going, to slay a beast, give it bourbon first, get it numbed up, and then slay it out. How about that? You take the pain away, you can anesthetize it, and let it, and it'd be a good tenderizer too. So when it goes down your throat hole, you can get drunk while you're at getting drunk. Good for you. That's a good idea. Try that. Yeah.
I might.
Save a horse. Save a horse, honey. Ride a cowboy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we like our, let's say, animals or pets. And I don't have a pet now. I'm glad.
Good for you.
Anyway. Yeah.
Maybe,
no,
but but your pet would love you so much it would understand if you had to eviscerate it.
Yeah.
They don't mind. Yeah, they just dig you. They just want to be with you. It ain't no trouble.
Yeah, they are troubled. I mean, too much trouble to take care of. Oh, that's enough.
Well, not as much trouble as Bob, but Bob has benefits to take care of Bob. But
Bob's my pet. And what's happening with pets these days is mostly they're developing human disorders and diseases. They're being vaccinated. All that stuff is, I think, more
even
harmful
cats, to them. Even cats get leukemia and bullshit now. They never had leukemia before. Mm-hmm. Now they get all
so
the human disease.
So we've ruined their world just by that. And then we create PETA organizations to save the animals that we're systematically killing with drugs and vaccines and bad food, processed animal food, cat and dog food. So, yeah, there's a lot of layers going on there.
Well, I think I'm done for my first time. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That was nice. We didn't want to be too tough on you, but we wanted to get a little taste of it, though. But you're very strong, or you wouldn't have got it like this. So that's pretty good.
Very good.
They counsel non-physical always on etiquette and what you can say and can't say and what you can do and, you know, when to use the colored word and not use it, all that kind of stuff. You have to know these things. It's a family show, see.
Right.
Then,
did you mix bourbon, whiskey, and meat? Was that topic?
No, but that sounds interesting. I'm going to try it on the pork.
And use sugar. Use brown sugar or molasses with it, too. The sugar, it actually breaks down the protein. Yes, with bourbon, yes.
You were saying bourbon whiskey. What was the topic there?
I wondered if it was beneficial. He meant because it came up a number of times, so I was wondering if it was beneficial in some way for us, although, you know, just for fun. But so I bought a bottle of it to try it. No, just drink whatever you want to do. Whatever you – just do it all. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Nan.
It's beneficial, but it's not a religion. It's beneficial, but it's not a religion. That's what we said.
That wasn't bad,
Bob. Was that bad? Was that better? Is that better? We want to make sure that we don't want you docking. Yeah. We don't want you docking our pay or nothing because that sucks.
I know.
Yeah, Ion, you were so mild, I had to get in there.
Yeah, see, what's fussing that we had, y'all had a wild man in the yard and stuff, and it's like, oh, Lord, suffering cat. we made a cat funny. Oh, look out.
Good cop, bad cop. Okay, Bob, who you got next?
It's 484. I don't know who this is. Pennsylvania? You have a name?
Yeah, Osborne.
It's Osborne. Okay. You want to talk to Ion?
Actually, I wanted to talk to you first.
Okay.
I was watching the video with the three pillars.
Yes.
And that's why I asked you about the Corinthian. Is there something special about the Corinthian? And
ask Ion about that. Ask him why he picked Corinthian column.
Ion, is there a specific reason why you chose the Corinthian pillar?
Yes, because they're more representative than the Doric. Corinthians is from a status style of a period point. that brings you all the way up to and past the Byzantine Empire. It's one of the only one that does. It gives you the Rococo period, the Renaissance, that's the one where Bob started most of his philandering. So we always go and honor that for the honor of Bob, for the love of God and country.
Yeah, it's awesome. I like it. When I first saw it, it reminded me of the feminine energy. It reminded me of like the way the ovaries are.
You can say pussy. It's okay. Pussy's okay. Fallopian tubes. You can do it. Oh
yeah,
no, wait.
Right.
Sorry. Kids are on the show. Okay. Kids today. Wait. Kids will say, hey, the kids know more about tossing the salad than you probably do. So it's okay.
Yeah, it's true. Kids learn a lot on their own now. I think parents think they teach their kids, but they're really not teaching their kids anymore. So it's like they think their kids are getting out of control, but the kids were way out of control before they even noticed it. But I really like the label for that, the RNA drops. It's very interesting, and I appreciate the creativity that comes out of it. Because when I was younger, I used to draw spirals and things like that. So when I first saw that, I was like, it had a certain effect to me. I don't know, maybe it was like, if it was like something internal or the feeling that of whoever created it, is there a specific creator that made it, that maybe their art is more renowned than other artists?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Work
and, Bob,
it worked for
and
you?
Bob was, yeah, definitely. And Bob also was talking, Roxanne was Bob's scribe. So she's talking about Cam and the Three Kings and things like that. Is there something specific about the Three Kings? And what are the three gifts? What do they really represent? Is there a specific representation to the three pillars, the three kings, and the three gifts that they give to, or that they travel to give Jesus? And how does that coordinate with the drops?
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't coordinate with the drops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're different.
So, and the new phenomenon that maybe it might not be new, but ASMR, it's like this, I guess it's a pretty popular thing that's happening. What is happening in people's consciousness or in their mind or to their body when they listen to an ASMR?
Nothing.
So like when people say that they feel like tingles or whatever that is.
They say that when they go to the toilet, so... Yeah.
So it's just it's something that's always happening constantly, and it's, I guess it's more excited, or they notice it more.
Any point of context, like when you're doing stuff, Karen has this thing where you to put something in your hand and hold it out, and if it's good, it does something. If it's not something, it's something, and then the something becomes something. It's really crazy when you get right down to it, but the muscle testing crap, whatever. Okay, that's all fine and well. We don't war it, but the point is, it doesn't make any difference. You see.
So when you, for example, when you take the drops, does it kind of like allow you to move out of your feeling place and see, and like how does that work? Like, is there a shifting?
Yes. There is a shifting. There is a fountain.
And do you notice the shifting more so when you are engaging in a certain exercise or in a certain...
Coitus. Coitus, yeah.
And so when you do engage in coitus, is it... just coitus, or is it a combination of coitus and fertility?
Maybe. It's different people, different ways, so it won't work every single time, every way. So you just got to go with it till it do. Let it do what it do, because that's what it do. But it's going to do what it do. But it's different, because some people can take one dose of Remeg, and they get the shits forever. Well, we think that's ridiculous. How ridiculous is that? That's crazy ridiculous. But that's their experience, so you can't war with what they think they see. But then again, you can't really go by their lying eyes more times than not.
So it's all based upon your own experience.
So far.
So, for example, I've been taking the Dosh now for, I've gotten a refill, and I've been noticing my sleeping pattern has been changing. So, and I actually feel like I sleep less, in a way. Or, like, if I feel tired, I don't really feel like I'm tired. It feels more like my body may be fatigued, but when I take the drops, I have more energy. Is that a product of taking the drops, or is that my perception of taking the drops?
It is your perception.
Okay.
Which is not bad. It's just still your perception.
Ah, okay.
Which is great. I mean, you know, trouble.
So that pillar, the pillar is called, is also called the Virgin of the Pillar, or the Virgin appeared to Santiago. Who's Santiago?
Oh, Carmen Sandiego, buddy.
So basically, if I continue to take the drops, my perception will change more.
It will become more acute. See, this is what Karen's been trying to tell you, but she don't come right out and say it. That's what she's trying to say. The more you do it, the more you do it. The more birds do it, bees do it. Why don't you do it? Do it. Don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. No, do it. Yeah, do it. Good for you.
A couple of days ago when it snowed, I had gotten really excited. I like to shovel. So when I put the drops, my perception had shifted in that moment. And after I shoveled, I felt like I had more energy. So in the way I'm shoveling, is shoveling something that would give me more energy or give me less energy?
Neither. You're talking about kinetics. Kinetic energy, and it does what it does.
I watched the show OA that you've been talking about. I found it very interesting, and I was really passionate about how it was all put together.
It started when gods separated themselves from their power, and so then the angels, which always were, ended up they were out of a job. So then they started staying slung up all the time, just being drunkards. And so they got to where they liked it. They got off on it. Well, they did it so long they didn't want to come back to work. Then the battle in heaven started, and they started warring about it. What happened was they got all fucked up. They didn't want to do it no more. Why should they come back here and do it? The high school girls are giving it away for free. Why can't we have it for free? Blah, 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 blah. And then you turn back around in about 1 second. You go, wait a second. Let's get this here right. This here right means that if they come back and become God, we got to go back to the flour mill, Pappy. Well, they didn't want to go back to the flour mill. Why should they go back and toil and work and do whatever about all these redhead stepchildren? God's running around here telling them they don't know how to talk like grown folks, like they know something. They don't want to do that. So they stop it, and they say, no, hell no, 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 no.
So that's their way of shifting? Or is that your way of allowing them to shift? from that reality.
No, it's the battle. It's just a battle. It's a battle. Battle. The fight is on.
Is the battle, is it more interpersonal, or is it something that's for...
Enigmatic. You know, enigmatic. Enigmatic.
Enigmatic. In that show, when she decides to have five people, is there significance to the reason why she chose that number?
Always.
Does the number signify the point of a pentagram?
It can.
Okay. Is there something special about the fact that she's Russian? Or is there a reason why the story was kind of the origin was in Russia or had a Russian origin?
Yes.
Does that origin coordinate with Donald Trump?
Yes.
Mm. Hey, Osborne, what was said about Donald Trump?
We were talking about the show OA.
Yeah.
And the main character has her origin is Russian.
Okay.
And so I had asked Ion if it coordinated in some kind of way with Donald Trump, and he said yes.
So what coordinated?
Just being Russian at all, anything Russian. I'm still trying to probe and to see exactly what the full correlation is. But I'm very interested. That story really moved me. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Thinking about what?
Like, the story of the OA, the show.
Oh, I see.
You know, how Ion has been having Bert see the movement?
Yep.
When I watched the show, it was like I was subconsciously doing the movement. Ion, is there a subconscious?
No.
Okay, yeah, so maybe it wasn't my subconscious. I guess it was just me spontaneously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I was just
spontaneous. Like there's no alto if there's no alto. So there's no sub if there's no dom. You have a dom culture. Well, see how it gets to be nebulously ridiculous after about 1 second.
When I was younger, I had a number of Russian friends. There's a certain energy. They have a certain... maybe it's the way they carry themselves or, you know, it's the rawness of their nature.
Je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that what Trump has, right? He has je ne sais quoi?
No, he has Bob. Bob put him there.
Bob put him there.
Stop. Think about this. Who in their right living fucking mind would vote for, elect, and put a Donald J. Trump in the goddamn White House? Who in the hell would do that except for Bob? Well, maybe Reverend Stang, but he'd do it just on a gig, on a laugh. Bob did it because he was serious. Who would do that? Nobody would do it. Nobody would do that. And it's so comical because you can't argue with it because it's kind of like he's going to say, I won. And they go, well, you can't do that. And you go, I won. He said, no, you can't do that. I won. And then now they're blocking him at every level. And something bad's going to happen, even if he does it to them. And then he's going to come back. He's going to say, see?
I told you. Right.
I told you.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to go, oh, my God, not again. This is impossible. It's absolutely impossible. It's a perfect imperfection.
And so, like, when people concern themselves with, like, things like the Dakota Access Pipeline and, you know, these oil spills and stuff, they're really just giving themselves another problem to think about, right?
Basically.
Like, instead of starting to fix themselves first, they want to fix everything else first.
Well, they're worried about one thing when they should be worried about the other thing. They're never worried about the right thing. It's always seemingly the wrong thing. That's how they grow.
So it's like reaching out for one side while the other side crumbles, and then by the time you figure out the other side's crumbling, you're running. So it's almost like you're called.
We started this earlier today. It's called perspective. Yes, it's a very interesting construct. Remember?
It's so powerful.
Can be.
And so when it comes to things like virtual reality and the Oculus Rift.
All reality is virtual, isn't it?
Does that mean that it's holographic?
You don't even know what that means, so sure. You don't know what holographic means, so sure. It's all holographic, yes. Good for you.
So when people say holographic, what are they thinking?
They're trying to lay it out the way early Kyler did in Squidbillies. It's called a redneck holodeck.
Is there a reason why people are so fixated on putting the virtual reality on their head? What kind of sensation are they getting when they immerse themselves?
It's all relative. I want it. I got it. I got it. I want it. I want it. I got it. I don't got it. Give me another one. May I have another, please, sir? No, you can't have another. No, I want another. Yes, you can have it. No, you can't. You know, it's that thing a rabbit does to a stump. You know, the normal.
Will there be, is there...
A time on earth when time shall be no more, yes.
The best feeling that I have ever gotten is just engaging with you and Bob, and even just listening to Bob engage with you. There's something new that comes out of that.
It's not something new. It's just something you noticed for the first time again. It's something you've noticed for the first time again.
And is that how your memory works, right?
We have no idea. You have no memory of your memory, so you don't know.
Is there really such thing as memory?
Computer says no. But wait a minute, what about the song, Thanks for the Memories? Oh, yeah, that's memories. Yeah, that's okay. Thanks for the memories. It's good.
So, again, that's the perception coming into play, right?
Perspective.
Hmm.
Yeah, because in truth, anything more than a mouthful is a waste, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yet, you want great, big, voluptuous, voluminous, buxom things when a little bit is all you want, really, really, it's all you can enjoy, so.
That's why, you know, you can get fed up if you, let's say, if you're with, like, a partner that, you know, I don't know. I was going to say forgetful, but I don't know if that's even the right word. But let's say, for example, someone has Alzheimer's or, you know, something that makes...
But they forgot. They had it, but everybody's got Alzheimer's. They don't remember it, so it don't bother them.
Right. So it's just because somebody's diagnosed with it doesn't mean that the other person who isn't diagnosed...
Diagnosed. Slowly I turn, inch by inch, step by step. Yeah, we get real nervously aware when they start diagnosing things. But if you're going to get too much diagnosing going on, better talk to the Carolyn.
Okay.
But if you're going to be dead, go on and die. Don't bother. Don't run up your insurance premiums over it. Just go on and die and call it a day.
So that's what's happening when they decide, oh, okay, I'm putting all my faith into the doctor and, you know, I'm hoping this and I'm hoping that. They're not giving you what you need.
A pill of this and a whipple of that and smack them in the head with a whipple ball bat. let the sin begin.
What happens to the body when you have, like, metal inside of it. Like, you know, like, let's say you get like a...
You absorb like a trans- it. Sometimes even transdermally. You know, remember The Walking Dead? Oh, and
yes.
Kate, this will answer your question. Kate, this will answer your question, too, while we're multitasking here. We have to do this because we have to work hard for Bob. We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you. What's going to happen is they're going to take, you know, like casts, when they make casts, what they're going to do is they're going to take wrapping. They're going to dip it in RNA drops, and they're going to wrap it in your body when you have different things wrong. Especially like if you need skin grafts or changing your dermis or a good old-timey black death or some nice leprosy. Leprosy is our most favorite. That it's right up there with gonorrhea, as a matter of fact. But anyhow, you can take those sponges or 4x4s or dolls and dip it in RNA drops like you would a cast, a casting material,
yeah,
and like wrap something in it. It's
oh,
amazing.
Wow.
You'll see.
Yeah.
So, Kate, to answer your question, that would affect, that would transdermally affect your meat sack body with your ascension. We hope you're ascending where you never need that. But if you did need that, like make a cohesive bond and make your body respond, it's a way to concentrate it.
Do you like Kate?
We adore Kate's great. She's trying to figure out number one, so we like Kate.
What would be your favorite?
We figured out Kate, not cake, Kate.
Ah, okay.
But cake is easy. That's easy. It's hummingbird cake. That's the favorite, with lots of pineapple.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
Oh, you have no idea. Done right, it's bliss. You'll have a little. You'll nut a little. You'll nut a little. You're not, yeah. Hell yeah. You burn that shit
up. Because I really love upside down cake, so I'm pretty
sure. But it's on that level. Do you know why you like upside down cake? Because the sugars are caramelized in the bottom, so it becomes that layered sweetness that's not just like sickening sweet. You know, it's not like divinity where you just like you get lockjaw because it's just so damn sweet. Bob's slobbering. Bob, when he wakes up, when Bob wakes up, he's going to have a little slobber on the side because we're talking about divinity and how sweet he is. You know, but anyhow, when if ever kicks it in a nigga again, it'll be fun. But he'll have a little bit of slobber, and he won't know what the slobber is. And he'll think, damn, Carolyn, have you been slobbering on me again? Because he didn't know because he was trying to keep up. But it's great fun. So anyhow, then what happens is that divine way or even spun sugar activates the carbon, and that's why you absolutely enjoy it.
And Ion, Chad wanted to correct you for taking the name of his Kate in vain. It's not the Kate on the chat.
We do adore that Kate.
We do, no question.
Yeah, we do.
Just for Osborne to know.
Yeah, no, I saw it on the chat.
We know the difference, but we were still referring to them both.
What was this last topic?
The two cakes, the duality of cake.
And then cake and recipes got into it, so went downhill all the way. It's a good thing you were out of commission for a minute.
Duality of recordings?
I found myself, you know, Bob, you have that picture, one of your profile pictures, it was a while ago when you were at a restaurant and you were examining the mystery of the...
Oh, yeah, the chocolate.
You were eating... Yeah, I found myself at a restaurant eating a bunch of tiramisu and I had an epiphany. I was like, oh, my God, Bob is influencing me.
Bob forbid that. That's bait. Oh, man. Okay, good. Do you have any more questions? Did he knock himself off?
We thought y'all were getting each other off over there. We're sorry, Bob.
I looked away. I decided to look away.
There's a little Dutch, get a little Dutch rudder action going on.
Dutch rudder, eh? That's right. Probably some word from porn. Some word from porn. The Dutch rudder action. The Dutch rudder, Ion? What's
Zappa
that?
Zappa probably said that. Dutch.
Yeah.
You had to go. Yeah. You had to go to Red Tube. Go to Red Tube and look it up, Bob. You'll find out.
Okay.
It's a scene from Zach and Mira Make a Porno.
Yeah, see, it's a porno industry. I caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Dead on,
Bob. What's the tone?
Yay.
It's the Ion tone. Or maybe it's just the sequence. You know, every 10 minutes, Ion has to get pornographic.
As long as everybody nuts, that's all that matters.
Oh, my gosh, look at this Urban Dictionary definition. Having someone complete the act of masturbation by pulling up and down on the forearm while the male holds his own penis. How is that even possible? Let's see if there's a picture.
Come on, Bob. Be still. Don't you move. You be still, Bob. No, Bob, you're supposed to be still. She moves your forearm. Come on. Play right now. Come on. You can do it.
Hey, Osborne, so you discovered Zappa through me, and you find it he's quite incredible.
Oh, my gosh. More than incredible. I've been sharing him with one of my best friends. He also...
Sharing him like the clap.
definitely there's a...
Or any nice venereal disease you like?
There's a vortex that happens when you experience Zappa.
Stop. You're getting it all excited. Yeah, there's a vortex or at a damn black asshole is what it is. Black asshole.
Yeah, so you say a vortex happens to your ears or around you?
Yeah, to my environment.
Your rectum.
Yeah.
Rectum. Your rectum. It blows out your rectum. Rectum hell. Like to kill every one of them.
Does Ion not like Zappa?
Oh, Ion loves Zappa, but he likes to disagree.
Never heard of him.
Ignore the fucking whack job, non-physical in the corner. Ignore him, Osborne. Tell the fucking truth. I mean, fucking head to match.
I have a question for Ion, quickly. When
farm animals were injured in the making of this production.
I don't care. I actually, because I live in Pennsylvania, I see farm animals all the time.
Yeah.
And
You should go to Lancaster. You should go to Lancaster.
Hey, I'm right by Lancaster. I go to Lancaster quite often.
We know they make some apple dumplings that are the bomb.
Bomb.
They are the bomb. the bomb.
It's like talking to a guy who lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Some farmer has been there for generations. That's what I sounded like right now.
Yeah, it's like talking to a guy on a farm.
Yeah, hick.
Not a woman in a store. A guy on a farm.
Yeah, yeah. So you had a question there, Osborne? I think you were trying to say something.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
The question was about the sun. Is there something shifting or changing?
Your whole world is changing, so your perspective of how you see the sun shines is going to be different. Remember the Sunshine Girls?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about them.
So is that a band?
No, it's not a band. It's a bunch of little old ladies who grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
No, they're pinup girls in the... In the Sun chain in Canada.
Oh, Toronto Sun?
No.
Yeah. Sun chain.
Or is that Winnipeg?
Everywhere. Sun chain of newspapers.
Jane Green?
And Rosanna and Lisa and Robin and Patricia Juggernaut and Nadia and Lori and Maxine and Kira and Jacqueline. Now there's another one. There's an even better one.
Right.
Then you had the Sunshine Girls that was on Hazel. They were great too.
And one of them was a WWE diva, right? The Trish Stratus. Right.
You stumped Ion. I think you stumped Ion there.
Never.
Let's see. Never.
So my perception, again, right, of how I'm viewing things, is that what happened to them as well, or is that what's happening to everybody? Is there a correlation between how I'm perceiving and how they're perceiving?
It's like the difference between George and Dorothy Baxter. See, Dorothy loved Hazel. No matter what she did, she loved her because Hazel took care of her. George loved Hazel, too, but a different kind of way. Because she was always in business, but she was making him straighten up and be right. So when you start talking about the Sunshine Girls, and it took away Hazel from doing her housework that she was paid to do, even though she got it all done anyway, then she turns right back around, and Dorothy has to take up for her. And there you go, and it messes up the business dinner.
Okay, let's continue that next week. We got to move on. A whole bunch of people have dropped in, Osborne.
Okay, one last question. Ion, the last time you had asked me if I wanted that 3 mil in Canadian, and I wanted to ask if you can do half of it USD and half of it Canadian.
Well, we can just do it all in Canadian. You can convert it to USD, and you'd have half anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it because
you'd lose half of it? You'd lose half of it because the Canadian won't be worth nothing. Two to one.
So Canadian dollars are becoming obsolete.
Half of the dollar. Just half the dollar.
Okay. So it's better to just get it in the dollar, is basically what you're saying.
Honey, you'd be better off in fucking shekels.
Is that shackles like a prisoner's shackles?
No, shekels is like money.
Okay, Osborne, we got to move on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, both of you.
I'll see you on the message board.
Well, we're at least both.
Oh, I'll be back. Don't worry.
Very good.
You and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
What about that though?
Where is Roxy?
What about that though?
She's working. She's working today.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
She might be in later.
Work.
Yeah, I'll work.
Shinora, take the body line. Work, Shinora. That's right.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I love Roxy. Jump in the line. Some of the stuff she posted is just
come
so
on,
amazing.
You got it. Paper on the line.
Yeah, let me mute it.
The new video is really great.
The smartest entity in the universe devolves into retardation occasionally.
Ion's adorable. I love Ion.
Yeah. Okay, so what were you saying about Roxy?
I think she's incredibly talented. Looking at one of her posts she posted, and she plays the flute so eloquently.
Yeah.
Like she has the way she perceives music. I think maybe also talking to you and engaging with you also has changed the way she sees music. You know, listening to Zappa and letting her.
Yeah, listening and the restructure and the drops loosened up her ears. She's not so snobbish towards the. Pop culture music, yeah, she's in great
situation,
the whole big note. But she's been playing, she was a talented five-year-old in with the violin and stuff.
Oh, wow, she played violin at five.
Yeah, she's an accomplished musician. And she also is a rock star in Mexico City in the early 90s. She was the only woman playing the synthesizer and other stuff. She showed me magazine articles on her. Early 90s, and she comes from an aristocratic family, and so there's a lot of interesting things that she knows about.
when she shifted and moved to
Berlin,
yeah, what kind of experience? I mean, I can only imagine that must have been, you know, very, very powerful.
Well, it was horrifying to her because she grew up with maids. She didn't know how to do anything. So she was stranded in Berlin, never been to a market, supermarket. She's used to rich foods in Mexico, so she went to the dumb package supermarkets and cried every day, couldn't do anything. And her mother expected her to get back in 6 months, give up and go back, but she was determined to survive, so she gradually learned how to do everything. And
yeah, she proved it to herself. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's what happens. You have a maids around you. She never did anything. Didn't know. She went with an anthropologist to the Yucatan Peninsula, tried to help the local natives. They ended up laughing her out of the tribe. She was so incompetent about anything. They couldn't believe this person. Didn't even know how to fucking piss or something, you know?
Yeah. So it's almost like a crippling feeling. You know, she felt crippled.
But she became a student of Stockhausen and all these other professors.
Oh, wow.
Over there.
Mm. And she learned German pretty well, too, as well.
She learned how to read German philosophy, Hegel, Marx, and Nietzsche.
Oh, man, that's why she has the mind she does. I mean, that's a profound shift, yeah. Wow.
Okay, so let me just move on. Nice talking to you. Well,
yeah.
Call in on What Youth on Tuesday, and we can talk about these things.
Wonderful, yeah.
Ian's not here.
I will.
Let's see if I...
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Osborne. Let's see if Ian put up with that. You okay, Ian? You don't feel
we are so too, Johnny. That's what you talking about. We are there, What Youth. Oh, that bullshit.
Never doubt me, Ian.
Yeah, he was swearing the whole time while we were talking. He was swearing.
It was good. And we were singing with Harry Belafonte. It's on the Goober's Nature. Play it, Bob. It's only 2 minutes.
No. We got to move on.